This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his like little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kicked them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, you know, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying or anything.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live September 6th, 2019 global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be, again, live here the next 4 hours. Tom Papert is going to be in the studio with us. Owen Schroyer with huge news. Will Johnson with a lot of big important announcements. And Dr. Nick Begich as well on this live global original Friday transmission. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. When we come back, I'm going to launch into our top story. And I'm going to, again, sit here and ponder what that top story is. But I think the takeaway from all of the big developments that are unfolding that are unbelievably important is that there are evil people and there are good people in the world. And most of the good people are asleep. And the bad people are spending their time trying to keep the good people asleep. The Washington Post and CNN like to talk about the post-truth era when we've been in the post-truth era for the last really 50, 60 years, and now so-called mainstream media has been intensifying their lies to staggering levels. And then those of us that question their lies, well, they then say that we're the liars who need to be locked up, who need to be put in prison. I saw a Yahoo story this morning without looking. I was on the front page of Yahoo. Alex Jones loses Sandy Hook lawsuit appeal. Fake news, not true. And I sat there for like 30 minutes. I got up at 5 a.m. I was helping my middle daughter on homework, so she got up early at 6 a.m. But before that, when I was making breakfast and doing stuff at like 5:15, sort of making breakfast for the family, so I like doing it. I was sitting there with a iPad laying on the counter in between reading the comments, and I could do a whole four-hour show on that. The viciousness, the delusion, the comments, he needs to be in a forced labor camp. He needs to die. I hope he gets killed. Thank God he's going to go bankrupt and be shut down. And then comments like, I bet his viewers and listeners, I bet they think this is fake news. So I probably read, let's not exaggerate, I can read pretty fast, 300 comments in like the 10 minutes I looked at it, maybe 20 minutes off and on. Just, I mean, I couldn't turn away. I'd be like cooking eggs and cutting up strawberries and, you know, baking biscuits and getting jelly out and hot sauce, and grilling myself some onions for my omelet I was making and getting the homework stacked up over on the, you know, bar area where we were going to do the simple, you know, sixth grade math. And I was just engrossed in it because you could teach a college course on the mental illness of those people and how controlled they were and how they were all just parroting the same thing. And then maybe every 20th comment, and that's the Hill version. It's on the front page of Yahoo, at least it was this morning. Same headline. It's like 2,500 comments as of this morning. Probably has more now. But it's on the front page of Yahoo. Just go there, you'll see it. And it was just total lies. and viciousness and authoritarianism and calling for my head. This is a group of authoritarian criminals, down to the grassroots.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Friday, September 6, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here, live on air, in defiance of the globalist attacks and their hateful will. Thanks to God, and thanks to you. Thanks to this crew, and thanks, again, to the providence that put me in the position to see what the globalists were doing 25, 26 years ago and decide to take action. Now, I had a vision of what I was going to do. And I always expected to trigger others to take action and reverse the course of the post-human era. I never really imagined that I would end up in a leadership position. My main goal that I've been stating for 25 years is to spur folks from what you'd call the leadership ranks of society to not destroy their own birthright and destroy their own bloodline, signing on to what is true, raw, bona fide evil. But we're here, and we've changed the course of history. We've done this together, and we are now in the middle of a battle that is very intense and could go either way. That's why the forces of evil, of dehumanization, of greed and hatred and lies are so angry and throwing out all the stops right now. Because humanity was asleep and their victory was almost complete. But in the 11th hour, 58th minute, the spirit of humanity began to rekindle its fire. And that's why we see all the intimidation and all the authoritarianism and all the attempts to bankrupt and attack anyone that criticizes these authoritarian control freak bullies in any way. Because they had all of this already planned. They're now just throwing their full will at us in an attempt to make us reverse course. But that's not going to happen. Real leadership is not even being a good speaker. Real leadership is not being able to convince people to do things. Leadership that's positive is doing things you know are right, that you know are going to end up hurting you, but end up in the end being proven right and launching whole new human systems of success and empowerment and enlightenment as humans ascend and become closer to God. That's leadership. Sabotaging culture, learning how to manipulate people, engaging in deception is cancer. It's knowledge of evil. It's a virus. It manipulates systems that already existed and causes entropy and collapse. It does not progenerate. It does not fount. It does not found. It is not a source. It is not a creator. It is not a builder, a constructor, an expander. They are collapsers. I do not wish to spend with my spiritual will eternity with such, but I must then strive on this plane to resonate with the light. And not the Luciferian false light of Lucifer the bearer, who catches God's light and convinces you he's God because he reflects it, but is not the source. Satan is the counterfeitor, not the bona fide, not the bones, not the guts, not the source. Now, let me mention what's coming up today because it's incredibly informative. Head of the United Nations Global Communications says illegally entering the U.S. is a right. But you try to enter the U.N. building, they will arrest you. And if they charge you with fake war crimes, they'll poison you in your jail cell like Slobodan Milosevic. Turkey threatens to flood Europe with migrants. See how it all ties together? EuropeWars.com. Alleged ISIS indicted came to U.S. on visa lottery from Kazakhstan to kill. Johnson says he'd rather be dead in a ditch than ask EU for Brexit delay. So he's fighting to deliver on that so they can get control of their borders again. Russia offered to sell Trump hypersonic weapons, Putin says. Mad as hell, Hong Kongers scream out of apartment blocks every night at 10 p.m. Finland Christian member of parliament under police hate crime investigation after posting Bible verse. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com. Township shuts down 100-year-old fire department after one member tried to join the Proud Boys. That's your virtue signaling. That's right. Punish the whole fire department and let the citizens burn to death because the leftists will teach you that even being near someone proud of America will cause everyone to lose their jobs. That's what the Nazis would do. If one German soldier got killed, they'd kill 15 people in a town. If an officer got killed, they'd kill 100. And if an SS officer got killed, they'd kill thousands. Famous cases of that. Soccer fans banned from flying Betsy Ross abolitionist flag in Utah. That's right. Can't fly that at a soccer game. You can fly whatever you else want, but people are offended by the original American flag designed by George Washington and sewn by Betsy Ross, that evil Christian abolitionist. Facebook will actively push CDC vaccine info, hide data and safety, and the inserts will not be allowed. That's right. Facebook now banning, David Knight covers it, report, anyone posting the insert that comes with it. Can't show you that insert saying it can kill you. Oh, thanks for keeping us safe, Facebook. PolitiFact rates 100% real photo of Biden with KKK Grand Dragon as mostly false. That's right. Isn't that just amazing? You know, I had Freer Ricky Ross in here, and he's a smart guy, and he'd never heard Hillary Clinton say black people are super predators, need to be brought to heel like dogs. That's a quote, by the way. You mean to play it again for you? You know what? Go look it up yourself if you want to see it. I mean, this is the magnitude. Like Bernie Sanders saying we need to abort the brown and black babies. He actually said that 2 days ago. But that's okay. He's Bernie Sanders. Now, if Hitler said it, it'd be bad. But when Bernie Sanders said it, I did. Researchers blame marriage rate decline on lack of economically attractive men. Yes, that's what women have been taught. What matters is someone that's loving and hardworking and cares about God and wants to have children with you. That statistically is going to make you happy. But see, they've taught women and men that if you don't have all the bling, you're a nobody. Meanwhile, your children are being taught by convicted pedophiles at Drag Queen Storytime. Biden says, hell yes, I'll appoint Barack Obama to Supreme Court. Another reason that, despite the fact Trump isn't perfect, he's done light years better than Hillary and we got two decent Supreme Court justices compared to what we would have gotten. We would have been sunk, and then all we would have had is a civil war to stop them. Meanwhile, Portland cops say it's legal for homeless to defecate in public. And, of course, just north of there, they're now saying they're not going to wash the poop off the streets because it's a sign of abuse to the homeless and reminds them of black people being sprayed with water hoses, fire hoses, in the civil rights movement. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And Owen Schroer will be in studio, InfoWars exclusive. Austin, Texas is rapidly spiraling into a hellhole. Owen Schroer, Savannah Hernandez, and others did a great job at city council breaking it down. This is a designed system to bring cities down and then bring hundreds of millions of dollars into the Democrat city councils whose wives and husbands run the systems that cater and sell the drugs to the slugs. So Austin, Texas, falling into a leftist black hole by design. Meanwhile, the really big news. We'll go through all of this. Americans have become children in major studies, demanding, dependent, and needy. Always happens before the collapse. And Buttigieg says Christians are going to have a reckoning. He's coming for you.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
What he's talking about. Have you ever looked into a clear blue sky laying out on a green hill in the fall and just laid there for hours on a blanket and then watched the sun slowly set? You can see the diamond lattice of the universe, God's handiwork in the firmament. And you don't even need to be on LSD to see it. That's the amazing part. All right, let's get really serious here, ladies and gentlemen, because we're in a serious world. We have Biden saying, hell yes, I'll appoint Barack Obama to the Supreme Court. Here's old Red Eye himself.
Have you called him for advice?
I talked to Barack, and I...
When was the last time you talked to him?
I guess now it's about 3-4 weeks ago.
Okay. Would you appoint him to the Supreme Court?
Hell. Yes. I don't think he'd do it, but I...
He was a constitutional professor at the University of Chicago.
No. I understand. He's fully qualified. Qualified.
Have you asked Michelle Obama for advice?
Only to be my vice president. I've been asking her. I'm only joking. Michelle, I'm joking.
Uh-huh.
How's it joke?
All right. Now, again, I told you 2 months ago that I was told by folks that were involved in his security detail, because he gets Secret Service, the same type of folks that told me Hillary's in a black ambulance, she's falling down, having convulsions every 45 minutes. Remember we told you that first, then they got caught on tape in New York? We caught her on tape in an emergency tent for an hour and a half in Ohio. Millie Weaver and her crew did. Remember 3-plus years ago during the campaign? Well, the same people, similar people, the same agency said, listen, Joe's cussing, yelling, why am I doing this? Why am I here? I should just quit. They had articles saying that was fake news. Oh, now the headlines, AP, Politico this week. Can Biden do it? Is he too old? Will he drop out? Pressure mounts for him to drop out. And then it came out, what, 3 days ago. Obama told him, do not run, you're too old. Don't do it. And there you go. And now his eye blood vessels start breaking during the speech. He's on blood thinners. He had one of the worst type of strokes you can have at the base of your brain. They thought he would probably die from it. He lived. That was back in the 90s. And he's clearly had a stroke since then, because he was a well-spoken guy 3 years ago. I mean, anybody knows Biden's a slick talker. He can't talk anymore. He's had a stroke. And so what does that mean? Well, it means Elizabeth Warren. That's really who you're probably looking at, or maybe Kamala Harris. But she polls at 1% with black Americans. I mean, black Americans know that lady isn't black. And there's nothing against her that she's, you know, Indian and maybe 5% African-American or something. That's fine. Our first female president will be Indian. But she's just not black. And she also was a mastermind at locking black people up. She was one of the most vicious in California history. So Elizabeth Warren, and that's who Trump's actually worried about, because a bunch of women will vote for old meth eyes. And boy, does she look like she's on some speed at these debates. That old mean-looking praying mantis, that cutthroat corporate raider lawyer, because she's a woman. That's it. Because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. Now, moving on to some more of these vicious, vicious, vicious individuals, we have folks running around like Mayor Pete Buttigieg, saying the Republican Party and Christianity are due for a reckoning because we hurt children by stopping them at immigrant centers that Obama's buddies built and got money for before he left office when he encouraged everyone to flood our borders and get amnesty. He creates the problem, makes hundreds of millions for his buddies. That's come out in the news. It's billions now. Running all of these, Trump upgrades them, makes them better. They show old videos of kids in cages behind barbed wire or behind cyclone fence, actually, not even barbed wire. Blame Trump, and then this guy says, oh, Democrats love kids. Yeah, Democrats love to have pedophiles. Democrats love to do forced inoculations. Democrats love to kill babies after they're born. You love partial birth abortion. I mean, you guys are stealing their future. You guys say there's too many kids, we shouldn't have kids. But now, Buttigieg, he is the judge of who's good for children. Here it is.
Look. We all have very different, obviously, for as long as there has been faith and as long as there has been politics, there have been different understandings on the right thing to do and how these things fit together. But for the party and the movement known for beating other people on the head with their faith or their interpretation of their faith, it makes no sense to literally vote to take food away from the hungry. To essentially be practicing the very thing that not just the Christian scriptural tradition, but so many others tell us we're not supposed to do in terms of harming other people. And I do think there's going to be a reckoning over that.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people, I think, sitting in the pews hearing political conservatism all around them, wondering whether that really matches what we're being told to do.
By the way,
we're supposed to do it, right? I mean,
yeah.
Another very powerful image that I see in Scripture is that of foot washing. God comes among us.
Right.
And instead of expecting to be exalted, is washing people's feet.
Servant.
What a little demonic pig. Get him off there. You mean like all the homeless with the heroin being shipped in, robbing people, pissing on the street, not even using porta potties, crapping and going, ha, ha, ha. We got video of that today. And the police going, it's a sacrament. Literally. I can play you news clips of city council members in Portland going, it's fun. We poop on the street. I'm not kidding. Woo, poopers. Let's poop. These are scum who want to exploit everything good in your face. They're conquerors. They're trash. They're filth. They're devils. Speaking of that, the bug-eyed chipmunk, Balazi Ford, admits she did all the Kavanaugh stuff and all the other fake garbage. She never met Kavanaugh. All the other women have come out and said that they were liars. A bunch of them have been indicted. Don't hear about that. She said she did it because of abortion. That's why she went and lied, because she wants to kill those babies. Her and Buttigieg love those babies. Bernie Sanders loves them too, especially the black ones. He says we gotta get more aggressive in Africa and Latin America to abort the babies. Here she is. Here's the bug-eyed weasel.
Aftermath of these hearings, I believe that Christine's testimony brought about more good than the harm misogynist Republicans caused by allowing Kavanaugh on the court.
Yeah, that's your
lawyer. We're going to have a conservative.
Serpent woman.
Elections have consequences. But he will always have an asterisk next to his name. When he takes a scalpel to Roe v. Wade, we will know who he is, we know his character, and we know what motivates him.
These people have no morals. She goes on.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroeder. Sawyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted, and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Something really big is happening right now, and I see it everywhere without even looking. And I'm not bringing this up because it's about InfoWars or yours truly, Alex Jones. It's because it's a bellwether or a barometer. It's a gauge. It's a major indicator. Without looking, I see on YouTube and in comment sections from Yahoo to the Washington Times, liberal, conservative, you name it, people just randomly saying Alex Jones is right. He was right about human-animal cloning. He was right about Epstein and pedophile rings, and even said Epstein was into eugenics. Well, he headed up the Rockefeller eugenics operation, which was the Albert Einstein Institute in New York. I mean, he was in the news decades ago. I know who the guy is. I track these people. So it's not like, again, there's some magical crystal ball here or I've got a time machine. That's what's so frustrating is 99% of what I cover is admitted. The other 1% is what the globalists really believe they're doing and their religion, which is like a science fiction horror movie. Of course, we're on a planet and a lot of weird stuff's going on, so it turns out what they believe is actually what the Bible says they believe. They worship a fallen, off-world, eternal entity that's not very friendly. Let me just leave it at that. It's a planet killer. So that's where we are. But the other 99% is all admitted. And so the good news is people are waking up. The bad news is the system is cracking down and really throwing the book at everybody. And that's why it's so essential now that everyone realize we're entering a real flux point, a real time of change. And all of your action and what you do now today will echo through eternity. So I'm asking all listeners to remember that the power of this broadcast is you. It's not like you're just a leg of it or you're an arm of it or you're part of the brain. You're the whole shooting match. It's you they hate. It's you they want to silence. It's you they want to disarm. It's your children they want to poison and dumb down and mislead into hell with them for eternity. And so I'll say it again. Your word of mouth, spreading the word, however you're listening, however you're watching, continually is unstoppable. Your financial support is central. And your prayers are absolutely eternal and absolute. And I must have them and I need them. So I thank you for them. We make it very easy to support this broadcast. We go out and get the best water filtration, the best air filtration, the best non-GMO seeds, great designer Patriot clothing to spread the word and have fun and meet like-minded people. And I go out and find out what are the best-selling supplements and nootropics and nutraceuticals. And then we make them better with top labs that are already top-tested because we know we're targets. Plus, we want it to work great for you. And then we discount it. So if you want real supplements, the very best that are out there, that'll blow away anything you're going to find anywhere, unless it's three or four times the price, is InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And we have the new Chill Force that goes with Brain Force. Brain Force is a whole bunch of known healthy compounds that give you clean, focused, sustained, long-term energy. And even our enemies take and go, well, it did make me focus more and worked a lot better and longer than espresso. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, four espressos is what Brain Force costs at Starbucks. This is, you know, 30 espressos plus. We're introducing Chill Force, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't make you, it's not a depressant. It stacks with this and focuses it even more. It depends on the person. It also helps you when you've been on a bunch of natural stimulants to stay awake but come off of them. So it does both. It stacks and it's good to come off of, and you can sleep great on it, but it doesn't make you sleepy like Knockout's designed to knock you out. Take a couple of those. It's eight known Mother Nature ingredients that do it, period, proven. You know, they go, oh, supplements a scam. Oh, yeah, melatonin's a scam. Oh, L-tryptophan's a scam. Yeah, right. Valerian's a scam, right? Chamomile, lemon balm. Oh, it's a scam, right? Yeah, right. No, it scientifically does it. They can't stand it. So it's 50% off. You get Brain Force Plus with Chill Force together, and you can get 40% off when you get Chill Force. People are really loving it. This is the last day, though. Or when I say last day, last live show I'm doing, we are selling out of the Carnivore 90 Next Level enzyme, $17+ it cost us just a bottle. That's free because I want you to see how great it is with the bottle of DNA Force Plus at 50% off. We'll still have a DNA Force 50% off till it sells out. That's what I've said I'm going to do. But you don't get the free bottle of Carnivore. We're down to like 300 bottles of that right now. It'll be gone by Sunday. So if you want that, 98% reviews on both those, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, I'm done plugging. Thank you for the support. Please support our local AM and FM stations and TV stations as well with your word of mouth and become a sponsor or support the local sponsors or tithe to the truth. I say, is your church exposing post-birth abortion? Is your church exposing the mark of the beast world government being announced? Is it exposing the giant pedophile rings? Is it exposing the satanic agenda? No. They're there intimidated by Buddha judge to just worship, you know, pedophile story time. So I say tithe your local stations or just sign the whole world over to hell. Tom Papert manages one of those great TV stations we're on where we went from almost no ratings on that particular channel you gave us to number one. Tell folks about that, and then let's get into what you call the state of the world, good versus evil, the next segment we're in, the whole UN invasion, and the latest huge developments there.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on, Alex. And one of the real things that I'm excited about is we kind of helped start InfoWars TV. I don't know if that's even what you call it anymore. I know you're expanding every single day. But this is an over-the-air broadcast network with all the InfoWars programming. David Knight, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer.
We launched this a few years ago. You were one of the first stations to pick it up.
Right. I kind of talked you guys into it. I said, wait, you've got a signal with everything on there, and it repeats the Alex Jones show? Why isn't this all over the country? So it's a phenomenal
way. We pay for the satellite.
Exactly. It's a phenomenal way to support the broadcast because you don't have to go through Facebook. You don't have to go through Twitter. You don't have to find one of these pirate pages that nobody knows about that's still streaming the broadcast. You can watch it on your TV with an antenna. And the best thing you can do is reach out. If you don't have it in your market, reach out to local TV stations, folks who are patriots more often than not, and tell them, look, this is out there. You need to pick this up. It will be the most popular channel in your market.
Tell folks about your station, and then other stations are fighting to get it. It's been in the news there.
Absolutely. So we're KCTU TV5 in Wichita, Kansas. Cover about 750,000 people, give or take, a few households. And it has absolutely skyrocketed. We're a local TV station, so you've got movies, you've got news, you've got sports, you've got all kinds of stuff. But let me tell you, when there's a bump in the night, when there's a power surge, when there's something bad that happens, it's not anybody asking about the movie network. And I love the movie network. It's a great movie network. But it is hundreds and hundreds of calls. What happened to Alex? You're not taking him off. What happened to Alex? Where's Alex Jones? I need my InfoWars. You're not getting rid of InfoWars. It is completely unbelievable. Not only that, people are loving it. People support it. People, they do tithe to the TV station. They do support the advertisers. Advertisers get calls from individual viewers saying, this is amazing. I can't believe it's over the air. Thank you.
And let's be clear. The great part about digital TV now is it doesn't watch you. You watch it. There's no surveillance. And a lot of these stations have 10, 15 channels. You've got a bunch on digital subcarriers where stations are now, hundreds are down doing it, pick up InfoWars 24 hours a day, and they're getting huge response. And like you said, we went on cloud TV, went to number one. We're still on there. We went to number one on Roku. They banned it. We are being banned because we're number one.
That's exactly right. Hey, they wouldn't hate you if you weren't effective. I mean,
again, Joe Rogan's podcast, biggest he ever did, he admits now, is my last interview. Number one, so
I mean, number one by a wide margin. That's what people don't understand, or maybe they do. But this broadcast is the single most important broadcast, I believe, that's currently ongoing. I mean, you can look at some of the other talk radio guys. They're not doing this.
Well, Tucker Carlson's slicker and just as smarter, and it does an overall one-hour better job. So he's the best thing there is, I think, overall, for just absolute Americana, reboot the country, dead on, can't disagree. But for just firepower, it's InfoWars.
I love that, because I do love Tucker, and he is fighting every single day of his life at Fox News. He has not his producers, but Fox News producers who shut him down every single day of his life. And I love Tucker. He does a fantastic job, but that's the one thing you don't have to worry about.
I know all the backstory. Have I told you the backstory? Or yes, you know about it.
I know some of it.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but he just is like, it's.
I mean, it's World War III over there.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to say it. I'm not supposed to, so I just.
Well, and I can say that I know I've had stories that were going to get picked up by Tucker Carlson, and they say, no, the producer didn't like it. Doesn't happen with Alex Jones.
Well, it's beyond that. I mean, it hasn't come out yet, but I mean, I've done this for a good year, and no one knows this, so I'm not going to say it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Our moral high ground. I say this in committee hearings, I say this at every single speech. It doesn't make any sense for us to be committing these kind of human rights violations, to have these policies in the way that we interact with migrants and asylum seekers, if we want to continue to be the kind of country that condemns countries in Africa or Asia or Latin American countries for its treatment of refugees and asylum seekers. So we should do what any other country does by dealing with this situation in a serious way. So we have to bring in the United Nations High Commissioner on Refugees, an agency that has the expertise and the training to handle massive flows of refugees humanely.
Now that's Ilhan Omar, as you know, last week. And I made the point, the media is like, how outrageous. She says, bring the UN to run our borders. countries that have signed on, which is the majority, to UNESCO and to the UN treaties, like George Herbert Walker Bush did in 92, Congress never ratified it, but still we were following it. And we were following the UN refugee policy since 92 that not Congress, not the State Department, not the Border Patrol, not Customs, but the UN would decide who could come here. And that's why you wonder why you go to Minnesota and it looks like Somalia. And the people are not integrating. They say in interviews they don't want to be there. And they say that they're going to turn America into Sharia law. Because in Islam, once they come into a country, they always end up pushing everyone out. 1,000 years ago, India was more than twice its size now. It went all the way into China, all the way into Pakistan, Kashmir, all the way into part of Asia Minor. That's the Middle East, boys and girls. And the Muslims came in and took most of it and killed all the Hindus and Buddhists. Because Hindus and Buddhists will let you be a Christian or a Muslim, just like Christians will. Not the Muslims. That's the thing. And see, they play good cop, bad cop. So now this week, the head of the UN Global Communications, this is on Infowars.com, Paul Joseph Watson article, says that illegally entering the U.S. is a right. And you can go read her statements where she says it's never a crime to seek asylum in another country. But see, they just come in. So if one enters the country irregularly, even if one enters it irregularly, that means illegally breaching it. The UN is saying, this big multinational criminal group created by the Rockefellers to absorb nation states, that it's going to come in and that it's going to take over and that we've got to submit to it. Now, let me roll you some video from South Africa this week of people being burned with gasoline and being necklaced with tires put over their heads with gasoline, something pioneered by Winnie Mandela, who bragged that she personally burned over 1,000 black people to death. Yes, the ANC waged war on at least 4 tribes, including the Zulus. By the way, the ANC represents people in South Africa that invaded in the last 100 years from Central Africa. Only the Zulus were there. Well, now the ANC's learned, though, that when more migrants come in from the rest of Africa, what they do is pour gasoline on them and kill them. We put up a map of South Africa. You'll see Zulu land. That's the only place Zulus, who are like the Comanches of Africa, the big, tall, tough guys. The Zulus all over Africa. That's the tough guys. Everybody's afraid of them. Well, that matter when 10 times the number come in and start killing Zulu. So let's put a map of South Africa. If it's not South Africa again, blow it up. You'll see Zulu land. One little area the Zulus get. Now, my point is, that's apartheid of blacks on blacks. They're second-class citizens. But if you come in from outside of Africa, of South Africa, and you're black, they burn you and kill you in the street. Not the Zulus, but the ANC communist. Tom Papert, this is the UN agenda. Bring in these tribal groups, bring them in that don't assimilate, and let them take over.
That's exactly right, and it's the 100% tried and tested way to destroy a civilization. We've seen it across time. And what you get into, Alex, is really the intelligent part of this, because they're doing this intentionally. It's not by accident that we have the UN trying to destroy Western countries. It's not by accident that we have them doing this exclusively in countries that were settled by high intelligence individuals. They're doing it because they want it to collapse so they can then get even more direct control. And we know that they ultimately want us all dead. They want to kill off 90% of the human population. They do it by destabilizing it first. Then there's war, there's famine, there's everything else. And then, boom, they have the solution. They know how to fix everything. So they and their families get to live in the shambles that they've created. The planet is dying, but they're happy and they have money.
You know, they've got epigenetics, which is proven instincts compressed that our ancestors pass on to us genetically. It's been proven. It's in all advanced life, but it's even in birds, lizards. They all have it. Fish have it. Well, that's why a lot of studies show so much black on black crime happens, because there's the ancestral memory of tribal warfare in Africa.
Right.
Why do you think whites statistically kill more whites? It's not just our proximity to each other. There is a genetic memory of that. And that's what the globalists know about. They're trying to manipulate it.
No, you're exactly right on that. And they know also that there have been clashes of culture since the beginning of time. Look at how the Romans fell. They start bringing in all of these tribes that were not genetically similar. There are clashes. They eventually will not adopt to the government. They will not acclimate to the culture. And it falls. And that's what we're seeing now. And it's no coincidence, as you said, that you see places like Little Somalia, or should I say Minnesota, where they bring in these people. And before you know it, the place is totally unrecognizable. They're electing people who look like them and think like them and talk like them. Now, that's the beautiful part, though, right? Because Ilhan Omar, she's a grifter. She doesn't think like they do. She cheats on her husband, allegedly. She does all these incredibly crooked things. So they can't even get that right, the globalists. I mean, there's one thing. As you are continually proven right, Alex, it exposes just how terrible of liars these people are and how sick they are.
And going further, looking at this, we're told we're bad in the West, but we're supposed to then let everybody into our nations. Right. Well, wait, why if you go somewhere like Rwanda, where the small Christian tribe that only got Christianized in the last 400 years ended up having 90%+ of the wealth? And then the UN and the globalists came in because they wanted the people that had all the land in control, and they killed the Christian minority with the animist or earth worship group that was 90%. Now, that's what really happened there, and it's all been admitted. Why would Christians suddenly be able, who were black, to get along with each other and build incredible wealth? Well, Europe, Western Europe was barbarous, and people were living, you know, in huts and caves, basically, and killing each other and cannibalism and human sacrifice until Christianity came. So Europeans had very high IQs, you could say, but were still living just like savages anywhere else. Christianity is, whether you're black or white, is what will unify you in the system and that will produce the productivity and success of Christ's vision. And that's why the globalists want to get rid of it, because they want tribalism. They want to control all of us with divide and conquer.
You're exactly right. In fact, that's one of the things. My church is one of the few that actually does good things. They do mission trips to Tanzania. They baptized like 25,000 Christians in the last 6, 7, 8 years. It's absolutely unbelievable what they accomplished down there. And in the areas where you now have Lutheran Christians, the violence is disappearing. The sectarian violence, the group, the Muslim against the Christian, against the animus, it's totally going away. It's evaporating. There's prosperity there. But they're under attack. They come from other parts of Tanzania, and they literally attack these Christians because they don't like this vision of Christ. They don't like peace. They don't like prosperity. They want it to continue to be a UN-sponsored hellhole.
Again, the answer is Christ, not the fake megachurches, but Christ. And I'm not here selling Christ because I'm being paid to do it, folks. They hate me because I do it. But I'm telling you, it's the only thing that works. And I'm not up here saying I'm perfect. I'm not up here lecturing you how moral I am. But when it comes to standing up against evil, when it comes to trying to defend the unborn, when it comes to believing in America, these churches tell you how moral they are all day, and I guarantee you those preachers aren't. They're probably down at the gay bar giving blowjobs right now. They sell out to the entire system, ladies and gentlemen, and they're there to control you. The devil sends in his main agents into the churches, and you need to know that the most evil you'll feel is in a lot of these mega churches, because the spirit of the devil is in there controlling and neutralizing good people like bugs going to a bug zapper or moths to flame. And that's why Christ came and went after the money changers, after the Pharisees that all pray in public and stand up and tell you how good they are, because they're there to lead you to hell.
Well, look at Pete Buttigieg. It's the perfect example. That is what he represents. He is mega church candidates.
It's amazing, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming for our children. They're coming for our souls. And everybody knows it. And everybody feels the quickening coming. Now wait till the next hour. Wait till this is the biggest Big Brother thing yet.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.